Hi dear students, how are you doing today? I hope all is well at home. Now in today's podcast, I will talk about a question, a topic that a lot of people have actually asked me to talk about. This topic is about how to manage a failure or a crisis in life or a difficult situation in life. And especially with reference to the, you know, current scenario, when you have a crisis around, you have a crisis in the country, you have a crisis in the world, you have a pandemic situation around, and you don't know what to do and how to manage crisis. Now, first of all, you know, I would want you to see the crisis as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to improve. Now, what I'll give you a perspective here. Now, the perspective that I want you to have is that I always believe that any problem, any difficulty that comes in our life comes for a reason to teach us something. That's what I believe. And I actually believe there are no failures in life, there are no losses in life, there's only, you know, learning opportunities. We learn something. We learn something about how, what we are, how we react to things. So number one thing that I want you to learn today is that although we cannot control what happens to us, we can always control how we react to it. So let's learn to react to a crisis in a more positive manner, in a more learning manner, rather than looking at it and saying that everything is lost. Now, that's how you understand now. In today's scenario, many people would lose businesses and there will be losses, there will be economic crisis. We'll be looking at a massive, you know, shit around. So how do you want to go about things? What I believe is that in every crisis, there are things to be learned. And people who learn them emerge stronger. Like, for example, I'll give you a perspective. Like, you know, if I look at myself in February, and if you ask me in February that, sir, are you comfortable to do a lecture from home? I would not have said yes. I would say I'm more happy doing it in a studio or in my office or in a classroom. And suddenly, now the crisis has taught me that how to work from home, how to optimize things from home. And I've been, you know, kind of able to learn it. Then in this crisis, I always thought there were things that I always wanted to do and never could find time to do, you know, because I somehow, I kept, you know, procrastinating. Like, for example, I wanted to do a course for residents. I could never, you know, get on with it because of so many factors, and most important factor was that I'm so busy. But now in this crisis, I had some time at hand. I created a course for residents, for radiology residents on e-medic course. And then I thought, you know, what else, you know, and then I always wanted to, learn to play something or, you know, play something with my kid, teach him something. And now, you know, I can, you know, kind of do all that. What I believe is that we all are, you know, there are things to be done. There are things that we always wanted to do, but we could not find time. Now, if you have time, why don't you do that? Why don't you create that? And then in crisis, you find yourself, you know, at, you know, in some situations where you realize that this is not how I work. Why don't we learn to work in a new scenario? And what would happen is once the crisis is over, you will emerge stronger because you've seen the bottom. You've seen the rock bottom. And then let's see and understand that any crisis, people with three things would always win. The number one is patience. And I keep talking about it again and again. The key here is that, you know, a lot of children are writing to me that, you know, they have, you know, seen some issue or they have a problem at family and everything. But, you know, keep it in mind, patience. Good times don't last, bad times don't last. Patience is the key. Second is perspective. That what I mean by perspective here is that I talked about this in a different podcast as well. That, you know, if the key here is if you're alive right now, it's valuable. It's valuable. You know, we will win a little later, but nothing bigger than being alive. So that's perspective. And third is learn. Let's learn to improve. Let's improvise. Let's adapt. Now, if I share a small statistics with you that how learning works, I think, you know, this would give you an idea on how to, you know, work or how to improve. Like, if I look at the statistics of eMedicos, our, you know, e-learning app of DAMS usage in January, And now when I look at it in June, it's massive change. Now I see, you know, we have our students hooked onto the app. We every day we have lakhs of students, you know, parallel attending different courses. Somebody's attending a video, somebody's in DQP, somebody's. So we kind of, you know, we kind of shifted gears. We move, we improve, we kind of, we're still learning, we're working on all these things. It's that, that's kind of, you know, I believe that, you know, we would emerge stronger after the crisis. And I believe that same should hold true for you. You have a crisis, work towards it, improve. And then I also believe that once we face a rock bottom in life, like some student wrote to me that, you know, he failed in an exam or he did not do well in an exam or, you know, last year was a disaster or a relationship or whatever. But once we hit a rock bottom in something, you know, you can only emerge stronger from there. The only thing that you need is the will to come out. Once we hit the rock bottom, we know how the rock bottom feels like. Like, I always believe that, you know, people who have tasted failure, they always value, you know, success more because they know how it feels like to be on the rock bottom. So, you know, I think, you know, every crisis has a lot of things to learn. You learn about people, you learn about relationships, you learn about their depth as well. The key here is that suppose everything is going fine, rosy, beautiful for you, you know, you don't even realize how, you know, how much value you were giving to superficial relationships. Now, suddenly in a crisis, in when you are in the rock bottom, you know the true depth of relationship, you know people who really care about you. That's all valuable. I believe it's valuable. And then you know how you feel like at that time. I think that learning, somebody, you know, cannot explain it to you in words, but how it feels like when you are at the rock bottom, when you have lost everything, when you are not winning at all, when you're losing, things are not in control, it feels bad. But that hurt makes you propel, makes you work harder because you want to come out of it. You don't want to stay there. You don't want to go back there. And that is where the learning is. I believe in every crisis, there are things to be learned which you could never have learned when you were winning. The same thing I see with many children as well. You know, let me give you an example. A lot of students who come to me, these are the students who did their, you know, schooling from a good school, gave the PMT exam and cracked it in first go, never realized how difficult it is for some other people. Then they were in the college and they got it, they could manage the college profs fairly easily. They never felt like pain. And when they give the PG entrance and they get a not qualified in it, they realize, they get to the shit, they say, what's happening here, sir? How can I be so rock bottom? Then they realize that, you know, we need to work harder. And what has happened here is that why they are unable to handle that failure in a proper way initially, because they never had failure before. But once you have failure and when you make a comeback after that, you value your position a lot. You understand, like, for example, somebody gets into MBBS at first go without any drop or anything versus somebody who has had to struggle to get into it. The person who has had to struggle to get into it values it more because he knows that how the rock bottom feels like. He knows what it means to climb back, you know, inch by inch. Let's win back. And he's won it with hard work and sweat. I'm not denying that, you know, you can do it in one go with easily. It's not like this. But sometimes it happens that we get success or we get the object of desire or whatever we want to get very easily and we don't value it. So somewhere these crises, these adverse situations, they come in our life to teach us the value of things. And I had the fortune of meeting so many students over the years. Recently, I met one of our previous students, and this boy had it hard. You know, he had in the first attempt, he could not get through. Then he had a fracture. Then he had some, you know, he could not maintain the zeal. Then he came back. He met me. Then, you know, he met me and then kind of formed a Rappo, worked hard for one more year, then got into residency. And recently I met him. He said that I'm right now a consultant in a leading hospital. And all those images, they came back to me of, you know, him being at the rock bottom. He was actually crying in my room at Once Upon a Time. Today he's a consultant. And then he said that, sir, you know, something that I learned in all those years was value what you have. And today I value what I have. I take it so seriously that I work very hard. And then he said, sir, I want to meet you. I said, yeah, come and meet me anytime. And then he got an intern with him. He said, sir, I want this intern to join you and learn the, you know, the way of valuing things and working hard to build a career, because I think he's doing the same mistake that I did so many years back. And it was so touching for me, actually. But what I learned is, I have always learned is that people who get, who sometimes when you are in a crisis, we are at rock bottom, but no, now we are at the bottom of the pit. Now the only way is up. You need to climb up. You need to work hard, climb back up. Gain victories, climb back up. Tell yourself that you don't belong to this pit. You don't belong to this rock bottom. You have to climb back up. You have to learn to come out. You have to learn the new way. You have to, you know, kind of, you know, make it happen. But once you make it happen, I'm telling you, you would value it like no one else does. You would be, you know, and you would never come back to this zone again, because you know how it feels. Versus somebody who gets it all easily. You know, it happens. I've seen it happen to so many people who get success or opportunities very easily, and then they mess it all up because they don't value the opportunity. So sometimes, you know, these setbacks, these crises, maybe are good for us. They teach us. Like today, if I look at a macro perspective, all this pandemic is teaching the mankind the value of healthcare. Now, you know, I'm somebody who has no political ideas. I don't understand politics, but at least now I understand that, you know, the world over, the governments were not spending on healthcare. There was, you know, investors were not spending on hospitals. You ask, you know, today you tell an investor that you're building the next Instagram, he would spend, you know, $1 million on you and say, okay, let's build Instagram or all that bullshit. Nobody needs it. You need a hospital, but it's very difficult to get somebody to invest in your hospital. But this is the time where the mankind in toto learns. We would learn the value of healthcare. And that is one thing is like today, and that is where, you know, I'm telling you today that this crisis would mark a turning point for the healthcare professionals. Now, again, what is happening right now is, you know, we are at the bottom pit. If we feel that, you know, we are not being treated well enough by the authorities. But I'm telling you, with this pandemic, when we come out of it, healthcare workers put together in the entire world will emerge stronger. The world would value us more. And I'm telling you, the spending that people are doing on healthcare, and especially the authorities and investors, would increase massively. They never thought healthcare is important. They thought, you know, they all thought that, you know, the science has things under control. We would not need a hospital, you know. But this is what they believe. And to top it all, they believe that computer algorithms can solve all the problems for us. It's not like this. We need doctors. We need healthcare professionals. And I think this would be the turning point for all of us. So every crisis comes to teach us something. For me, there will be things that I would learn here. But there will be things that you would learn here. There would be things that an organization would learn here. There will be things for the cities to learn, for countries to learn, and for mankind in total to learn. People who would learn would know how the rock bottom feels like and would never want to come back here, and they would work harder to, you know, reach higher and higher. I wish you all the best.